Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings. This is your brother Elohim. We're asking you, why are you here? It's our national anthem. Good evening, good evening. It's your brother Elohim live coming out of Philadelphia, United States of America. Oh, my goodness. I still want to say some further. I walk the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused on reading what you say. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of good life, and I will get what I want. Questioner, do you know what you want? I'm always say, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. Topic for today is, why are you here? Well, we always start off talking a little bit about love, because love is a very important topic. Without knowing how to love, without knowing how to treat each other, things aren't going to go just that great for us. And that's the problem that we have in a society, not only in a society, but around the world. This planet is a paradise. What's keeping it from being a paradise is man's inhumanity to man. Okay? We got up there, and we're dealing with this God up there floating around, and we don't know who God is, and everybody's got a concept of who God is, and God tells them, you're the chosen one, and I pick you, he picks me, and all that kind of stuff, and everybody else is counterfeit, you know? Something's wrong with that picture, and we have to really read the scriptures to find out what's really going on, okay? Now, love is the act that makes up the world. So if you're not engaging in an act, verbally or physically, where you're making other people feel good, okay, and you're not engaging in love, see? We're called the Elohim Five Tribes Society of Allah. We have to bring the tribes together, black, brown, red, yellow, white, so we can work together on love. But we need to know what love is. Relationships don't last. Friendships don't last. Groups are arguing, fussing, fighting one another because one group wants to dominate another because of this leadership thing that we're talking about. You know, somebody wants to lead. If he wants to lead, I mean that he needs somebody to follow. They need somebody to follow, you know. So we have to begin thinking a little bit different about the way we do things, the way we handle things, if we're going to rescue the planet. That's what the system that we've set up is designed to do, to rescue the planet. Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love, okay? If you're loving a person, you know, it's not a question of I'm in love with you. That's not how it works, okay? I will love you 24 hours a day. That's how it works. My thoughts are about you. What I'm doing is about you. Everything is about you. If you're in a relationship, okay? If you got a wife or if you got a spouse home, I'll say it like that, then you're supposed to know what their needs are, know what they want, what they're supposed to have, you know, how they want to be treated, how they want to act, you know. And one of the biggest problems in relationship is that we're not talking to each other, okay? You need to tell them what you want, especially in the bedroom, you know. You can't expect the person to just jump in there and know exactly what you want right from the door. Tell them what you want. Sit down. Talk about it. Well, you know, in most cases, they don't like to talk about what goes on in the bedroom. You know, they feel like something's wrong with that. Yeah, you got to talk about it. You got to let them know what you like, what you think is good, what you think is bad, all that kind of stuff. See what I'm saying? When you're out and about, you're going to work, doing what you got to do, and you're on your way home, you know, if your wife or your spouse likes vanilla or Rocky Road ice cream, if you know ain't nothing in there, and that's what you should have in your home when you go home, okay? Enjoy the holidays, the birthdays, all these little things that are coming out that can be special just to you and your spouse. And you can do the same thing in your group, especially with the holidays. Now, I made a big error, okay, following different groups about what the holiday means and this holiday means that. The holidays are there for a special reason. They're there for you to interact with your tribe, with your family members. I'm saying family members, but we're going to talk about what a family is one day. You're there to interact. That's what the holidays are for, whether it's Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, whatever it is. Okay? Get your cards out. Find their addresses. Find their phone numbers. Send them a little card. Say they know you're alive. We don't even know who the members of our tribe and extended tribes are. So if you need help, who are you going to call? You can't call the Ghostbusters. Trust me, they're not coming. Okay? So that's what the holidays are for. I just want to get into that just a little bit, you know, because that's something that we should know. But remember, love is the act that make others feel good. Love is an action word. So your every act should be trying to make the person feel good. You know, some of us, we learn things about each other and just do it purposely. Just push their little buttons and say, well, I want to see if he gets jealous. If he's jealous, then maybe he loves it. Duh. You keep trying to make your spouse jealous, and before you know it, that little hormones, because the heart has a neural net that communicates with the brain, and it gives off hormones. Those little hormones gives off enough hormones, they're not going to want you no more. They're not going to be jealous. They're going to be out the door, you know? So you have to be mindful of what you're doing at all times, okay? Now, into the topic. Why are you here? See what I'm saying? Now, in order to, if this is piggyback on the last, on the other day's conversation, in order to know why you're here, you have to know who you are. If you don't know who you are, then how are you going to know why you're here? I'm watching the Senate hearings, and a lady asked him, what is a woman? You know, what kind of questions you have to ask somebody in a Senate hearing? They're going to be for, you know, dealing with becoming a Supreme Court justice. You see where I'm coming from? Now, is she talking biologically? Is she talking mentally? What is she talking about when you say, what is a woman? You follow what I'm saying? She has to be more specific. She has to actually know what she's talking about. They say, well, I'm not a biologist, but, you know, I don't know what a woman is. You know, I don't know. What a question to ask a woman. You know, they've never asked that. They didn't ask that question to the other women. What is a woman? You know, silly things like that. I'm just saying. We do a lot of things to screw each other around, to mess each other over because of some kind of ideology that we have in our mind that we are us and they are them, you know? There's no us and them. You follow what I'm saying? If there's a food shortage, everybody's going hungry. If something happens to this planet, it's not no us and them. Everybody's going to feel the effect of what's going on if something happens to this planet. So we have to get that us and them out of our mindset. Okay? That's why I like Bible Psalm 82. It says you are all God. Now, let's get into who you are a little bit so we can talk about why you're here. Now, for me to talk about why you're here, I have to go pre-Bible a little bit like I did the other day. Because the Bible, it tells you things, but it don't specifically say why you're here. Most cases tell them you're here to worship God. But the book is saying that excuse me, but the book is saying that you are God. And if you are God, what does that mean? That means that you are a designer. You can design your life, design what you want. When the 1% needs something, what do you think they do? You know, you think they get on their knees and start praying for some mystery up there? No. They call designers. They need a building, they call an architect. They need work done on electric, they call an electrician. They need carpentry work, they call a carpenter. They call designers. So they can design things for them and build things for them. This is how they get what they want. They need a better car. They call automotive engineers to give them a better car, a faster car. Aeronautic engineers, if they want to fly better, fly higher. They call designers, and that's what you are. You are a designer, and what you need to do is decide what kind of designer you're going to be. What are you going to design? How do you want to live? What kind of life do you want? You can make the kind of life that you want, and it's available to you, okay? Now, why are we here? Understanding that we are God, okay? This is what the Bible says. Now, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So if we're talking about God being men and women, that means that you have the technology at one time to make solar systems, to make planets. You follow what I'm saying? It's the kind of technology that you have. And you're coming back into that technology again. The moon is a satellite. Man, we got satellites up there right now. It won't be long before we'll be pulling satellites from some of those rocks and stuff up there and making satellites out of rocks and stuff, you know? We're designing things to take us to the next level as gods, not as men and women. You know what I'm saying? Men and women are what you are born as. Excuse me. You're born as men and women, okay? Excuse me. You grow into your godhood, but you're born as men and women. And that's how this thing works. You're not born as children, teenagers, or kids, billy goats, all that stuff that we're trying to tell you. You're born as men and women to develop into God. And that's what's going on. I've been running all day. It's been a long day, but we're here. And that's what's going on, you know. You know, when we start the show, we talk about Bible 2.0 because we're giving you a different thought process when it comes to that Bible because we're coming to you as Christ. We're not coming to you as scholars. We're not coming to you as Nicodemus. We're coming to you as Christ. And we want you to see things from a different viewpoint. We don't deal with right or wrong, that wherever you live at, that's where you're supposed to be. You're not trying to change you or take you anywhere that you're not supposed to go. But we do want to let you know what's going on and who's on third, what's on first, all that kind of stuff. That's a whole joke. But here we are, right? Trying to figure out why we are here. Okay, let's go pre-Bible, all right? Now, we are incorporeal entities formed and fresh. Incorporeal energy formed and fresh. That's what we are. That's what the spirit is. The spirit is your incorporeal energy. Now, we come from a different dimension. There's a dimension that's strictly incorporeal, okay? Now, incorporeal entities give off a corporeal gas, right? This corporeal gas goes through the black hole into this dimension up there around Sirius A and Sirius B. That's just one black hole. But there's entities all over the doggone universe, okay? This ain't just started. All over the universe coming in through the black hole dealing with this gas, all right? Now, what they were worried about, since the gas is flammable, they were worried about the gas burning through both, catching fire and burning through both dimensions. So what they did, they used incorporeal energy plus the gas, okay, and they made some, they made a couple of suns. They made three suns. Sirius A, B, and C is what they call them, but they made those three suns. We just talk about Sirius A and B. So they made those two suns to see, they did it as an experiment to see if the planets, if the gas would burn or catch fire and keep going. But because of dark matter constantly moving things throughout the universe, the gas didn't catch on fire. It only burned where it was burning. Yeah, it didn't jump throughout the entire dimension, which was good. So once they did that, they set up a couple of planets to live on around Sirius A and B. You know, actually, we're calling it Orion's Belt now, but this is called a constellation of Sirius. There's five planets over there. There's four planets on the belt and one next to it. According to the pyramids, that will be where Isis, she's from the one planet next to the belt. Those five planets are where we come from, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. We all come here the colors that we are. And since we're all part of the same makeup, see what I'm saying, we can interact and mate with each other, and it's okay. You know what I'm saying? So I know this is a new thought process. A lot of you haven't heard this before. This is a very new thought process, but we want you to get this concept into your mind that at one time we had the ability to draw physical things around us as incorporeal entities and live in the confines of space. See, that's why we be looking up for God and all that, because that's who we are. We used to be out there like that, you know? And there's going to come a time where we're going to be back out there like that again. We're dreaming about it now, you know, with the Star Wars and Star Trek and all these movies that they're putting out. We're postulating the fact that we're really going to be getting back out there again, you know. Now, here we got Captain Kirk. 40 years this man been fighting Klingons and all over the world and all over the universe, breaking this barrier, breaking that barrier. The first time he went to space was a couple months ago. And then he barely went through the ionosphere. Follow what I'm saying? First time up there. So Captain Kirk is real, but all the stuff that Captain Kirk is doing, we can't verify. Well, we know Captain Kirk wasn't doing all that stuff, but we don't have the ships and stuff to do that. But you have to be mindful of the stories that you're getting. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that because each story that they bring to you is a thought process. Okay? The thought process that they're bringing to you is that we should be out there. Okay? Now, if some of us, after we came through the black hole, we drew flesh around us, set up Cyrus A, Cyrus B, made a couple of planets that goes around those to live on, right? Then, once we did that, right, some of us had to stay here in this dimension. We couldn't go back to the incorporeal dimension. We had to stay here. We had to stay here and monitor the suns that we have set up. This is where the concept of heaven and hell actually comes from, okay? We are here as incorporeal entities. We're here to monitor the gas that's being burned in this particular dimension. We're talking about the suns, how we monitor the suns. And some of us had to stay here to make sure. Now, that ain't what I'm talking about in this dimension. But you got incorporeal entities in this physical dimension all over the dimension. Right? And it's not, like I'm saying, it's not just no thing that just started. So that was their role. The ones that had to stay here, they stayed here to monitor the sun. Now, once you eat, once you consume physical food, now see, when they lived out there and drew that physical body around them, they wasn't consuming physical food. They were consuming pure, now on the planet, we can live off pure energy. But that's a learned behavior now because we haven't been doing it for so long. In fact, they have what they used to call a Bessarian Institute. For those of you who never heard of it, you can go look it up. You know, they don't consume food. They just consume air. It's called planet substances in the air that you can actually consume. But like I said, that's a learned behavior now because we're not used to doing it. We're used to having physical food. So once you eat physical food, you become a physical entity. And once you become a physical entity, it takes 7 years, okay, of you not eating food or living off just pure energy before you can go back into your incorporeal state where you can go from incorporeal to physical at will, okay? We're going to come to that stage again. We're working on it. The scientists are beginning to acknowledge certain things that are going on that they can see now that they couldn't see 30, 40, 50 years ago, right? So we're going to come back to that again. But that's this is where the concept of heaven and hell actually comes from. Those that are staying in this dimension to monitor the sun, to monitor the gas that's in here to make sure that it doesn't get out of control. And those that go back into the incorporeal dimension where we're actually from, okay? So this is give you the heaven and the hell, okay? We're talking about most of us are thinking about somewhere down on the down on the earth where the devil is down there sitting on a hot rock drinking tea waiting for you to come down so he can torment you for the rest of your life. Well, that's a pretty interesting story, but you can't back that up, okay? You can't back that up. Us being corporeal and incorporeal, we know that there's a spiritual entity inside of us. Most of us can feel it. Most of us know it. You see what I'm saying? And when the flesh vibrates too low that the physical entity can't function in it no more, the physical entity needs. You follow what I'm saying? And it either stays here in the physical realm to monitor the sun, or to the monitor the burns that we've set up, which we're calling suns, or it goes back to what we're calling heaven, to the incorporeal realm that we're actually from. It's kind of interesting. But these this is a thought process that I want to introduce you to, because you're not getting this, all right? Because they're not telling you who you are and what you're capable of doing. Based on what we're doing in space, you can tell that there's more to man, there's more to men and women than being under nature. We'll just talk about that for a second. See, as a man or woman, you're under nature, and nature only controls you with the process of being a man or a woman. Once you go beyond that thought process of being a man or a woman, okay, into your godhood, then nature has no boundaries for you, because see, you are the maker of nature. You produce all of this stuff on the planet, and everything that's here, you produce it. Now we're getting back into the Bible. And the Bible is telling you that you produce all this stuff, the grass, the trees, everything. All this come out of your DNA. They're saying that it's impossible because they haven't gotten technology yet, but they're getting there. They're learning, okay? So just like as a man or woman, you can go outside. I say this every day. You can go outside and flap your arms all day long, and you will not fly, because it's not natural for man or woman to fly. It's not natural. But as God, see, it's natural for you to do whatever you want. That's because you got it like that. But do you understand what I'm saying? And once we begin to get the children and the people into their God mind, right, there's no limit. This planet is literally a paradise. Look at what China is doing with the desert over there. The deserts don't have to be deserts no more. You can fertilize the desert. You can grow enough food so that no person ever has to ever be hungry. The only reason people are hungry and out of doors and living stupid is because of man's inhumanity to man. Once we grow out of being men and women, things will begin to change, because God is not going to abuse God. See, because just like I know you can put me in the ground, I can put you in the ground. See what I'm saying? So I'm going to respect you because I know who you are. And you're going to respect me because you know who I am. The problem is we have these class systems set up where the leaders think that it's their right to lead and be in control of something. That's a big problem, if I understand. So now that's a little bit away from why you're here, but we are here because it's our job to monitor the doggone universe. We're supposed to be out there checking on the suns and the planets and the rock clusters and all that stuff to see what's going on, like they're doing on Star Trek. We're supposed to be out there doing that. But because of man's inhumanity to man, okay, we're holding ourselves back. Look what's going on in Ukraine right now. This guy wants the territory. So he's bombing and killing and murdering people so he can have the territory. This guy's an idiot. And we have a lot of idiots out there like that. We got a lot of one percenters who really think that they're supposed to be ruling somebody, ruling over somebody, you know? They have the wrong thought process about this thing. Now, those people who they're miserable, same thing they're doing in Yemen, and there's about 20 other places around the world where they fight. And creating famine and everything in the different areas where people have, they're in a crisis because of men making these crises. So somebody think that they're supposed to be in charge, like the king of Saudi. Who the heck is he? Who do you think he is? He can just jump up and start bombing people because of what he wants. You know, You got one percenters who are running around with these $8-9 million yachts and people sleeping on the street. Something's wrong with that picture, okay? Something's wrong with how we're processing our children's minds to even think like that. And that's what's going on. Now, the Bible, I'm a Bible thumper. Now, the Bible is a yin and yang book. You can go into that book, and there's things in there that's absolutely unconscionable that you would treat another human being like that, another person like that. And just read the book of Deuteronomy, all the stuff that's going on there with the slavery and making slaves and taking children, keeping them, you know, keeping children as slaves if they're born under you as their slave master, you can keep the children even though the parents can go free. All this is in the book. Plus, there's another side to the book. That's where Yahshua ben Pedera comes in, who you call Jesus the Christ. That's a whole other side. Now, I know we're talking about why we're here. Now, you know why you're here. You're supposed to be managing the doggone universe out there. That's your job. You know what I mean? Not fighting over this little one speck. There's billions of planets out there, and we're fighting over this little speck of dirt. Don't even see. When you're not under the right thought process, you be thinking some strange things, you know, and doing some strange things to people. And if you know that you're dealing with God, and what the books say, how you're supposed to respect God, all the books tell you you're supposed to respect God. And the book is telling you that men and women are God. In the Quran, they tell you a vice judge. A vice judge is close to Allah. I'm just saying, we're supposed to be treating each other based on who we are. But since they're not giving you a proper example of who you are, you don't know why you're here. Okay? You're not here to just be the president of a country or to be the mothers and fathers and all that kind of stuff. You are here to be God's designers out managing the universe. That's why you're here, okay? You have it like that. You have the mentality. You have the mindset, okay? But as long as they have convinced you that you are a man or a woman, right? They give you parameters. What a man, what a woman can do. Well, if you're going to be a man, you're supposed to be doing this. This is what tickled me when the lady, she's a 1%, I know she was, asked the sister who was trying to become a Supreme Court Justice, what is a woman? You know what I mean? She said, I'm not a biologist. I don't know. You know, she, what a question to ask somebody, you know? And no matter what answer she gave, she'd have been wrong. You see what I'm saying? Because they have a thought, they have a certain thought process about all that, and they're looking for some way to trip her up so she can say something that they can beat her up with, you know. But we're born men and women. You don't have children. You don't have kids. You don't have billy goats. Okay, you don't have that. When that baby come out, it's either a man or a woman, based on how many legs they got. If they got two legs, it's a woman. If they got three legs, it's a man. End of story. You follow what I'm saying? And as men and women, you're supposed to be growing into your godhood. You're supposed to be becoming God. Once you become God, you're supposed to be becoming a designer. You sit down and design your life, design what you want. How does that work? You get in the middle of the circle when you get to a certain age, right? Look at, figure out what you want. That's the key. Figure out what you want to do as a designer, what you want to design, what you want to build, what you want to make. You sit in the middle of the circle and watch how other people are doing it. You don't get on the outside of the circle and run it around like you are like a little rat on a wheel. No, a gerbil, whatever they call them. That's not what you do. You sit in the middle of a circle and you watch as it goes around and around and around and you prepare. Well, I would love to design systems based on law so that people can govern themselves by it. Okay, so you might want to become a lawyer to design some of these things. Okay, you sit back and see how other people have become lawyers. And you start preparing yourself, and when you're ready, you reach up and grab it. That's how it works. But if you get on the outside of the circle, you get tripped up too much on around and around and around. You know, you wind up chasing the Joneses out there, you know? Topic for today is why you're here. You don't know why you're here if you don't know who you are. You know what I'm saying? So get out of the thought process. Now, I don't deal with right or wrong. Wherever you're at, that's where you're supposed to be. I ain't trying to change nobody or push nobody into anything, but I'm just giving you a different perspective, a different way of looking at this thing, okay? Now, we went through the heaven and hell thought process. Why there's heaven and hell? This physical dimension, this is hell. Your incorporeal dimension, where you really come from, that's heaven. And you're supposed to be here monitoring the gas that you've set on fire that's coming from the incorporeal dimension. And you're supposed to be here monitoring. That's what you do. I'm talking about the suns that you've made, the planets that you've made. You're supposed to be monitoring these things, you know? Look at what we did on Mars. We blew Mars up, you know what I mean? And our stupid self. We're going to do the same thing here, functioning as men and women, with all the limitations that a man or a woman has based on nature. See, once you rise above being a man and a woman, nature has no limit for you. You are above the limitations of nature because you made nature. The Bible says, Psalm 82, that you are God. If men and women are God, in the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. That means men and women had the technology at one time to make planets. We're coming back into that technology. And once we come back into that kind of technology, we will have the technology to do the same thing to this planet that we did to Mars. Blow the whole doggone thing up. Right? They're finding buildings and stuff like that on Mars now. I'm sitting here watching it as the Science Channel go by, you know? If you want to know about our journey from Mars here, look up Lemurians, you know? The Lemurians, they're the first ones to come here from Mars. And it wasn't just one group. All five tribes were together acting like idiots. Black, brown, red, yellow, white. We were all together, you know? We've always been together acting like nuts ever since we, well, not always acting like nuts. But ever since we made the Cyrus A, B, and C, we come from the suns under Orion's belt, which used to call it constellation of Sirius. And the one sun next to it, we have planets around there. That's where we all come from, okay? We were fighting out there, too. It ain't just happening here. We were fighting out there, too. And the reason why this system that you have now was set up was to stop the madness so that we can work together. And in order to work together, we have to put some type of limits on the people who want to be in charge, people who wants to rule other people. And it really isn't necessary. Once you learn what the lights is, you know how to walk across the street and not get hit by the cars, you don't need nobody to hold your hand and walk you across the street. You can do it on your own. It's a simple thing to do, you know? And it's a simple thing to do to feed yourself. Okay, to food, clothing, shelter, and security. It's a simple thing to do for God. Now, for men and women, it gets a little tough. You can't even see around the corner. If they close supermarkets down today or tomorrow, you're in trouble. You don't know what herbs to buy. You don't know what food you can. You don't have no seeds growing in the yard. You don't do anything to feed yourself, okay? We complain about Monsanto, but Monsanto is feeding millions of people. And if they shut down the day tomorrow, we're going to have a problem. See what I'm saying? Because we're not into our godhood, which is what we're supposed to be. You are a designer. Think about what you want. Think about how you want to live, what kind of house you want to live in, how you want your children to grow up. You think about that and sit back and design a methodology to bring that into existence. That's what you do. No God should be out there sleeping on the street unless that's just something they want to do. You follow what I'm saying? I mean, Jesus slept on the bridges. He didn't have to, but that's just something. He was on his journey, and that's what he did. You do where I'm coming from? But I'm just saying, they don't know who they are. And you go out there right now, right off the street, ask them who God is. You get all kinds of answers. Oh, well, Allah is God. Oh, well, Buddha is God. Oh, well, Jesus is God. Oh, we got the Hare Krishna. We got the, you know, and it will go on and on and on. Some people worship cows. Some people worship snakes. Some people, they worship rats. I'm just saying, this is how confused the teachings are that we're getting. There's no higher form of life on this planet than God. That's you, what they're calling men and women. Okay? We have to begin to rise into who we are. Once you know who you are, then you'll know why you're here. Why you're here is easy. All that stuff out there that you're looking up when you look at the stars, that's what you're supposed to be dealing with. You're supposed to be managing all that stuff out there, you know? I'm not sitting back here killing each other, making bombs to kill each other over this little speck of dirt here. This little, I mean, billions of planets out there. And 300 to 700 million people have been killed in wars over this speck of dirt. The guys that were killing, the children that they're killing in Ukraine, the children that they killed in Yemen, those God minds won't come to fruition to help us build and do what we're supposed to do. All that brain power, we lose it. Because one guy will want this $8 million yacht. He wants to sit up there with gold and all that kind of stuff, looking like some type of king or queen or whatever they call themselves out there, while other people live like slaves. Something's wrong with this picture. And you are in a position to change it. All you have to do is sit down and figure out, what can I do to change this? Don't think, oh, I can't. Oh, it's too big for me. It's too much for me. As a man or woman, you're absolutely right. Ain't too much you can do about it. But as God, now look in the books. In the books, the things that they have men and women doing in the books is one thing. But the things they have God doing in the book is something different. There's no limit to what God can do. That's why Psalm 82, it tells you, you are all God. Now, you can't just jump up and snap your fingers and say, fire, coon, the mountains fall down. It don't work like that. You have to design a way to pull a mountain down. You can do that too. You can pull a mountain down. I'm just saying, there's nothing that you can do. I went overboard here. I was supposed to go into the commercial, but I didn't. So I'm just going to mention just a few things. If you want to interact, or if you want to say anything, if you have a comment or something, all you have to do is push one. Now let me know that your mic is up and that you have something to say, and I'll open up your mic. But this is an interactive show. You can jump in, you know. And if you have a business or something that you want to advertise, this is a global network, all right? So if you're on the Internet, this show is going out in other countries all over the place. So you can advertise your business and stuff right here, okay? Now, we are the Elohim Five Tribes. Society of Love. This is who we are. You can go to our website, Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love. We suggest that you go there. We putting things up on there now that you can buy from our site. Okay, we got some flowers up there. We got one person that works with metal and putting metal together to form certain energy. Okay, that will enhance you in your day-to-day travels. It's called the Ankh. She makes an Ankh. And there's other things. You want some flowers and some other things. We're going to have a lot of things, all the capes and books and all that stuff we'll get there so you can get. Okay? Now, we'll be here every day. Okay? I'm saying every day, but I've been hitting and missing. My goal is to be here every day from 8 to 9. Okay? Call in number 516-453-9230. No. That's not the, yeah, that's the call-in number, 516-453-9230. That's the call-in number for here, okay? Now, also, I have a CD on the market. It's called 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming. All right, that's on, you can on Amazon, Walmart, it's on Spotify, eBay, it's everywhere out there. You can go on YouTube and listen to it. Just type in Elohim Christ, 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming. and the 10-track, and the CD will come up, and you can listen to it and, you know, hear what's going on there for a minute, okay? Also, we have a book on the market, Tyrannical Scriptures, Christ Has Come. So you can purchase that book. That will also be on our site, Elohim Five Tribes, Society of Love. It's going to be on our site as well. We're going to release a meditation CD. The tones on the CD is designed to decalcify the pineal and pituitary gland. Those of you familiar with that. That when those two glands are decalcified, it allows you to get more in from your kundalini. You know, you're tired all the time, can't seem to get nothing done. Well, a lot of it comes from what you're eating too. But it will give you more energy coming from the kundalini and will actually give you more brain power as well, okay? So we haven't released it yet. I'm trying to put it up now. We're just waiting for the video. Okay. So there's things that we're doing to make money to pay for being on the air and all that. Okay. Also, the shows for now to the rest of the year, I'm dedicating all the shows to, my brother, Milt McIntyre, who's no longer with us. He went to the other side. He used to host Legacy of a Nation. Okay. And he's very true to doing that, bringing black information into the black community. So we're going to be dedicating the shows to Brother Milton McIntyre, okay? And also I'd like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube right now. I'm going to name Kamitra Levin. She has a little singing thing going on out there. She sounds pretty good. I didn't know she could sing, but she can, okay? And I'd like to give a shout-out to Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual reading about it. She's on YouTube, so you can go on to Nikki Love and hook her up, okay? And listen to her and find out what's going on. I'm cutting everything short because we don't have that much time. I went overboard a little bit. I thought this one happened now, but I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121 in Philadelphia, the UNA. That's done by Marcus Garvey, okay? I'm not giving numbers and stuff out, but even on the internet and find everybody that I mentioned, okay? And I also like to give a shout out to the UAIA, all right? That's an organization. They're working out of Africa they're building schools and trying to do different things in Africa, okay? That's RBT Industries. He makes flags, I think, things of that nature. So you might want to give him a call. His number is 609-628-5828, okay? And I'd like to give a shout out to Tom Thornton. He's got about 6 or 7 CDs on the market. So you can go on the YouTube. I know he's on YouTube. He's on CD Baby as well. My stuff's on CD Baby as well. In fact, CD Baby is putting out my stuff. Okay. So, he's got an old school style. So you can get him. His name is Thomas Thornton. He goes by Tommy T. So, Tommy 2019 T. Okay. So you can look him up and listen to some of his stuff as well. Okay. And I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Cotton Learning Academy. That's a daycare school that she has. And she does a pretty good job. They're on the internet, so I'm not giving up too many numbers and stuff like that there, but you can find them on the net. They're there. They're on Instagram and stuff like that there, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healer, Dr. Paul and Dr. Bill. Okay, they're on the internet as well. You can look them up, find them, and and get some natural herbs and stuff from them. Now tomorrow, I'll do it on time and do the full commercials and give everybody phone numbers and stuff out. Now the topic for today, what we went through. Remember, if you have a comment or if you have a business or something, you want to give a shout out about your business. Just press 1 on the dial, and I know that you're on the air. And those that are on the air, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I've been hitting and missing. Although I got over 300 episodes that you can go to and listen to at any time, right? You know, but we're going to try to be on the air every day because there's so much we have to go through. Our thought processes have to change if we're going to save this planet. Yes, I said save the planet because you got it like that, okay? You're no longer men and women. You have to grow into your godhood. Once you grow into that God mind, you can design things that we need to get us in the right direction. If we need different systems or different methodology of talking and saying things, you know? You got it like that. You can bring us into a new era because of who you are, but you have to know who you are. Stop trying to be a man and woman, going outside, flapping your arms, trying to fly like a bird. You can't do it. You feel what I'm saying? It's not natural for men and women to fly like a bird. But for God, there's no limit. You're flying faster, higher, greater than the bird. Even the planet can't contain you. You have left the planet, okay? In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. You had the technology to make planets at one time. Psalm 82, you all got men and women of God. That's what I'm talking about. We got satellite. The moon is a satellite. We have satellites up there right now because you got it like that. There's nothing that you're not capable of once you stop being men and women, okay? We're talking to king and queen. Those are systems. King system, queen system, those are systems that are set up by tribal members so that their tribe can be in rulership position. That's what I'm talking about. Because only men from my tribe can be a prince. You can't be a prince because you're a commoner. You know, how are you going to tell God he's a commoner? You know what I'm saying? How are you going to tell God what God's limit is? There is no limit to God. This is why I like the King James Version. Psalm 82, it tells you, you are all God. We're talking about the Most High, that's something else. Now, when we go back into pre-Bible, we'll speak on what the Most High is so that you'll be able to see where your power is coming from. You're carrying power. Okay, Yahshua said, knock, and the door shall be open. He said, ask, and you shall receive. He didn't say pray. He said, ask, because all of that out there belongs to you. All of that out there, when you look up, it all works for you. You just have to learn how to draw the power in to get what you want, okay? The government, the United States of America, if you got a business, okay, and you hire people and let the workers do whatever they want, you're not going to get much business done. This is what's going on in the Congress and the Senate. The country belongs to the people, and you're letting these idiots up there do whatever they want. This is why it's a mess up there, okay? You have to get involved and start running your country. It's your country. Every time you complain about the government, you're complaining, like Michael Jackson saying, you're complaining about the guy in the mirror. You're supposed to be mindful of what your block captain's doing, your alderman's doing, your city council's doing, your mayor's doing, what these judges are doing, how they are misusing their power, giving the wrong sentences out, and all that kind of stuff. You're supposed to be monitoring these people. And if they make the wrong move, they're not doing nothing to benefit the people, you got to kick them out of office. That's your job. That's what you're supposed to be doing based on the way President Hansen and them set this thing in motion. They don't talk about President Hansen too much because we're under critical race, not theory. We're under critical race teachings. We've been under critical race teachings since they shot Abraham Lincoln, okay? They're trying to make it, well, it's only taught on the college level. No, Brother Malcolm, everybody was trying to tell you about it, what, 20, 30 years ago. Angels food cake is white. Devil's food cake is chocolate. You see what I'm saying? All the cartoons out there, they got one black cartoon, and he has to be a Daffy Duck. You know what I mean? This is critical race teaching because they're pushing the white tribe up and pushing everybody down. This has to change. All five tribes have to work together. You didn't hear it. I got to say that again. Black, brown, red, yellow, white. All five tribes have to work together if we're going to save the planet. Every time something bad happens to a certain people, when you go look at who's demonstrating, all five tribes are out there. They're out there. All five tribes out there trying to demonstrate to make this a better place to live. Okay? They try to demonstrate that with that song in it. We Are the World. I listen to it every now and then, you know, because it's a nice song. but we are the world. The planet belongs to you. The people are the real power of the planet. Now, you can be inspired a little bit by Ukraine because Russia jumped in there with his mighty army and said, hey, I want this. And the people said, you can't have it. And all the people got together and fighting this guy. They're putting up one heck of a fight. Now, it's costing them. That's one thing about the Bible. See what I'm saying? When you go against the powers that be, you have to be ready to rise above the crucifixion. That's what the crucifixion was all about. Yahshua, or when you call him Jesus, went against the powers that be, and they crucified him, and he rose. You have to be ready to rise above the crucifixion, okay? They crucified the candidate. They crucified Kennedy. They crucified Malcolm X. They crucified Martin Luther King. They've been crucifying the people who've been trying to help people for a minute now. Saying that when you go against the powers that be, the crucifixion is coming, and you have to prepare for that. You don't have to be crucified if you get ready for it, knowing that they're coming after you. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you go to help people, the 1% don't want that, because the whole thing runs off slavery. And right now, we're under economic slavery. And if the economics change where the 99% are starting to have more power than the 1%, well, they do have more power than the 1%, but they just got it so divided, we can't use it like that. The five tribes have to work together if we're going to save this planet. We come from Mars, man. You know, you look at some of the science, Channel Tiny got buildings and everything up for this. We migrate here from Mars. Wow, we blew the planet up. And we coming back into the technology to do the same thing to this planet. We can blow the surface of the planet, not the whole planet. Well, we could do that too, if we place the bombs in the right place, drilling holes and stuff like that there. But why would I design something like that? See, me as a god, as a designer, just kicked in. I thought, oh, no, well, yeah, we can blow up this planet because I know who we are. But we have the technology to destroy the face of the planet right now. And we have to change that. Well, let me take the we out. You have to say, I have to change that. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if the eyes aren't present, we're not there. Okay? So you can change things. Okay? You're here to design what you have to do. We only got about 2 minutes left. But the topic for today was why you're here. You're here to manage the entire, all that stuff right there. You're supposed to be managing it. Okay? And supposed to be managing this country. Because it's yours. You're supposed to be managing this planet because it's yours. Okay? You have to manage you have to manage your stuff. Bring that eye up so that when your eye come up, my eye come up, we can do some things together. But if I ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing, what are we going to do? I got to have a couple of dollars. You got to have a couple of dollars. We put our eyes together. Man, we got money to change something. You see what I'm saying? You not only have to talk the talk, you have to walk the walk, okay? For being honest and good today, and I eagerly embrace all that I have done to come back to me, okay? So let it be written, so let it be done. We only got about 1 minute left. I wanted to say again, to reiterate, that love is the act that make others feel good. If you're in a relationship, or in a group, if you're not doing things or thinking things that make the other people, the other person in your group or in your relationship feel good, then you're not loving them. You don't fall in love with a person. That's acceptable. You love a person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's how it goes. What does he need today? What does she need today? Okay? It has to be reciprocated. Because one, loving a person, the other one not loving back, that gets a little old after a minute, okay? You have to love each other, okay? Always think about what can I do? How can I do to make this person feel good today? Not tomorrow, just today, right now, because you're living into now. The only real existence is right now. And what you're doing now determines the past and the future. So think about what you're doing now and where you want your future to go. And what you want your past to look like. So with that, I would like to say much love. I appreciate you being on the line. And tune in to me tomorrow. We're going to chit-chat tomorrow about this amazing book, what they call the Bible. Okay? Much love, guys.